Hello, dear Chambre. I started to write my article for the December issue of the Chambre magazine, and I wanted to talk about accessing higher potentials. I wanted to talk about how I do it, how when there's some issues or challenges in my life, how I really go out there and try to get into those higher potentials, because so often, you know, I just get caught in my own brain and caught in limited potentials or the ones that are like right in front of my face, when I know full well that there are so many more. So as I got into my article, I suddenly realized that it'd probably be best actually to record this, to do kind of a guided journey to show you what I do, and hopefully it helps you in going into the higher potentials. You know, staying here on this planet as an embodied master has its challenges. I'd like to think that I can just float through the day without any issues or confrontations, without stress, without having to make any tough decisions, and especially without any of that internal questioning or conflict. But alas, as long as I stay here in mass consciousness and the physical form, I'm bound to have some tough days. Well, one of those days, when you find that the physical and psychic gravity can have a tight hold on you, that's when you feel trapped in your own mind. You're filled with limitations and inner conflict. Sometimes it's even tough to make decisions, but you know that the mental options are very limited. There's got to be something more. That's where I learned to just stop and take a deep breath. There are so many options and potentials that we're not even seeing, we're not even sensing or feeling, especially when we're just working in a very mental way. They're usually not apparent because, well, at that point I'm usually entangled in the gravity and mass consciousness and my own mind. I'd like to take you through a guided experience, something I use to access the greater potentials filled with higher consciousness. I sometimes wonder why I just don't do this more often, like every day, but sometimes it is actually kind of hard to just stop, take a deep breath, and let yourself go into the realms of the much, much greater potentials. So right now, go ahead and get relaxed. Take a few good deep breaths. Just let yourself relax. Breathing always helps. You know, it's hard to think a lot while you're doing conscious breathing. That's why I love it. And it tends to settle the energies down and get them flowing again. Have a couple good deep breaths and relax. And we're entering into that beautiful holiday season. I think it's one of my favorite times of the year. It's the end of the year for one thing. You know you made it through. But it's one time of the year where humans are really much more joyful. They're much more giving and happy. But as you probably know, it's also the time of year where some issues come up. You know, there's things like, family issues or even being alone or just wondering what you really accomplished in the year. So it's kind of a interesting mix of a joyful time of the year, but sometimes it can be very conflicted. But right now, just take a good deep breath and relax. Now, think of a nagging issue in your life. It might be about a relationship or your abundance or even your health. It might be your connection or lack of connection with your soul self, kind of the frustration that we all face along this path. Some days feeling connected, other days not feeling connected at all, or wondering, even when we're feeling connected, if it's really real. So this nagging issue, it could be about your overall sense of well-being. But feel into that nagging issue for a moment. That issue is surrounded by the density of this physical reality, by the energy noises of this dimension, even by your own self-limitations. It's not really that you want to be trapped here, but you just don't know how to get beyond it, to get out of it. The state of being can greatly limit what you perceive as your realities. What are the solutions? What will set you free of the issue? What are the grander potentials? That state of being, you know, going back and forth in the mind of just, well, it's kind of a frustrating trap feeling, that really limits what you perceive as your potentials. So while you feel deeply into this nagging issue, and please don't be afraid of it, don't resist it. I believe that's where we get in trouble. We try resisting the issues or running from them. It's really important to feel into that issue, whatever it is. It's there. It's real, at least in the sense of your beliefs. It's there. So let yourself feel into it, no matter what that issue is. And there's a certain beauty of actually feeling into it rather than just getting into a mental debate with it or running from it. Now take a deep breath and imagine that you're going to go beyond all of the noise of this reality, this dimension, the noise of mass consciousness. Imagine yourself now getting into a hot air balloon. Getting into a hot air balloon. And now that you're in, you take a deep breath and let that hot air balloon serve you by gracefully rising you up off the earth. Just very gracefully, very gently raising you up off the earth. When I do this, I feel myself lighten up. I feel less dense. And I really feel that I'm starting to float. Why? Because I'm letting myself. I'm using the hot air balloon as a vehicle, but I'm really letting myself just rise up and above. What I'm really doing is consciously going into the beyond and just using the hot air balloon as my vehicle to at least get me up off the earth. So take a deep breath and feel yourself rising. Slowly, gently, there's no hurry. Slowly, gently. And instead of looking back to the earth, look upward into the skies. I realize that the hot air balloon is helping you to free yourself from your body and mind. And let yourself gracefully float up and up now into the clouds. And then beyond the clouds into the deep blueness of the atmosphere. Take a few good deep breaths and feel the sense of graceful soaring. Rising far above all the noise and the commotion and the, that dense gravity of Earth. Take a few good deep breaths and sense that graceful feeling of just soaring. And as you continue to rise above the Earth's density, now let the hot air balloon start integrating within you. To the point where you don't need it anymore. It was just a vehicle to help get you up and beyond that density of this earth that we live on, to just help you rise above. But now, let the hot air balloon integrate within you to the point where you don't even need it to go, to transport you, to go beyond. Now you're just rising and soaring by yourself. Letting yourself start to feel the lightness and the freedom. Starting to feel the release from that density and that gravity of mass consciousness, even of your body and especially of your mind. Take a good deep breath. As you don't even need the hot air balloon anymore to let you rise up, you're just doing it. You're just allowing it. And let yourself feel the conflicts and the stress fall away. Now you don't even need to think about that nagging issue, but you know it's real. But you don't even need to think about it. Just take a good deep breath. Rising above all the limitations, all the noise, all the gravity, all the issues. Feeling into yourself as a true embodied master. Knowing that you stayed on the planet to bring light for the good of all humanity, but, well, you've chosen to stay, and it does have its hardships, but once in a while like this, just rising above. And what you're really doing is allowing yourself to go beyond into the great field of potentials of your soul. That's really what we're doing here, is just rising above the noise and letting yourself now be in the great field of potentials of your soul. Here there are innumerable solutions and answers, many, many ways of perceiving reality, many ways of releasing stuck energies. And out here are solutions that you might have never thought about back in the density of Earth and mass consciousness. You don't have to do a thing other than just being here. You don't have to, nor do you really want to, even think about that nagging issue. Out here, it's just a matter of feeling and being conscious of so many potentials. Potentials that were just even hard to imagine back in that density. Here, you're free to immerse yourself into your higher consciousness and higher potentials. Just feel it. Don't think about it. Let it come to you rather than trying to search for answers. Don't go mental. Just feel. You see, when you're really feeling and sensing and not thinking, those higher potentials, those really free solutions, resolutions, they'll come to you. You don't have to go out here in the field of potential searching for them. They come to you, and it's absolutely appropriate for where you are and what your true heart's desires are. So take a moment now and just be in your field of potentials. You don't have to worry about seeing anything or, you know, suddenly having a bottle show up with the answer written on a piece of paper inside. Nothing like that. Just be here. That's the important thing. You don't have to see colors. You don't have to hear voices. Not at all. This is really the beauty of your own field of potentials. And oftentimes, if there was a lot of noise and commotion out here, it would be very distracting. Here, it's just about being and allowing. Being and allowing. Taking a good deep breath. Releasing the stress. Out here are beautiful, beautiful solutions. Beautiful new potentials. Ways that you might have never considered before. Out here are creative resolutions, ways to unblock the energies, ways to move on in your human life as an embodied master. They're all out here. There are potentials that at your level of consciousness you certainly wouldn't choose. There are potentials, you know, for things to get worse, for you to be even more trapped, but you're not going to choose those. You already know that. Out here are truly conscious potentials. Take a deep breath and just let yourself be here. That's all. Just let yourself be here. When I come to this place, it's usually when I've gotten myself in a bit of a bind, when I'm in a pickle, when I've got some conflict and just can't seem to make things work out. I come out here and just be. I realize that this is within my soul. And the gift of the soul is any and all the potentials I could imagine. So I come out here and I just allow and breathe. I don't try to attain the answers. I don't try to force anything. I don't even get into any dialogue with my soul, with other entities, or anything like that. I just allow myself to be in this beautiful, magnificent, and magical field of potentials. There are potentials in here that, as my human self, I might have never even considered because, well, I'm in my human self. I'm in my own mind. But out here are things that are far beyond that, far beyond what I could have imagined. And they're just in this space of consciousness. They're not little dots of light necessarily. They're not little file folders. Nothing like that. It's just they're all here. And the potentials, the higher potentials for you, they'll be attracted to you. They'll come to you. You'll start to just feel it without thinking it. You'll just start knowing it without rationalizing it. That's the beauty, is you don't really have to do a thing, just your intent to be here, to open yourself up to higher potentials for the issues of your life, they're all here. The important thing is just to be here, to absorb them. You might not even be aware of them right away, but just to absorb them, to sense them. Because later on, when you're going through your everyday life, you suddenly feel inspiration. You suddenly feel that creative surge. You suddenly feel that aha moment to the very things that have been nagging issues. But right now, what's important is just being here within your field of potentials, where there are such grander ways of perceiving things than you might have imagined. And this is all yours. It's all right here. Feel into it, take a good deep breath, and allow. Adamus talks a lot about allowing, and sometimes it's almost aggravating. His answer to everything seems to be allow, but it's very true. It's just about allowing the higher potentials that you couldn't necessarily perceive or understand in your human mind, allowing those to come in now. Take a good deep breath out here in this magnificent field of your potentials. Higher consciousness potentials. Potentials for ease and grace in your life. Clever potentials to really, truly resolve some of the issues you might be having back in your human life. Very wise potentials. Very simple potentials. Just let yourself be here without expectation of anything. Just you're out here with all of your potentials. Sometimes I'll sit out here for 10, 15 minutes, sometimes for an hour or more. There's no rush, and you're not trying to achieve anything. It's just about letting yourself feel into the potentials. Even if you can't put your finger on what they are, it doesn't matter, because they'll show up in your life. Like I said, it's those aha moments. I just let myself absorb all these, even though my mind probably never really understands what's going on out here. I know what's going on. I'm giving myself access to higher consciousness potentials in my life. I'm letting myself see beyond the walls of my own limitations, beyond the entrapment of mass consciousness. I'm opening myself to greater potentials. That's what I do out here. Well, I started to write about it for my article, but I thought there's nothing better than personally experiencing it, feeling into it, letting it become an experience, rather than just words on paper. So I appreciate you, well, with this different kind of article for my magazine. I appreciate you being a part of this, and hopefully this experience will help you to understand that so often we get trapped back on the planet with our thoughts and going back and forth in our mind. Out here, it's free and open. You're welcome to stay here as long as you choose, or come back. What happens when you come back is you bring different answers and potentials with you. Maybe you don't even realize them right away, not the first day or second or maybe even the first week, but you suddenly truly get that aha moment where, why didn't I think of that? Here's how to deal with that nagging issue. Here's how to go beyond it. Instead of fighting back and forth through your mind and analyzing and being logical and rational and weighing both sides and battling with both sides, suddenly you have that aha moment and it's just there. So I thank you for being Shambra, for staying on the earth as an embodied master, for sharing this little bit different kind of article this month for the Shambra magazine. Again, stay out here as long as you want. Come back as often as you want. It's your field of potentials. It's all yours. When you're having one of those tough days, staying on the planet as an embodied master, when you're facing situations, challenges in your life, take a moment to come back here. Take a moment just to be in your potentials and to let yourself feel them, not think them, but feel them. They'll integrate back with you. And they'll then become very apparent in one of the moments of your life, so that you now can go beyond. With that, I thank each and every one of you. Have a joyful, blessed, and beautiful holiday season. Thank you.